Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. In continuation on our discussion on people, I want to talk to you today about gossips and gossipers, especially sharing with you how I think of a few suggestions on how you can handle gossips and gossipers. You see, why I think this is important to look at this is that when people don't like you, when they don't find you attractive, when they are jealous of your progress or who you are, they attack in different ways. One of those tools they use to fight you is gossip. And aside the reality of being liked or not liked, gossips happen almost every time, whether people like you or don't like you. And it's important that in your relation with people, you are able to handle these things properly. If you don't handle gossip properly, they will ruin your life. If you don't handle them properly, you begin to do stupid things that will become a distraction to your life and work. The implication is that you do not attain peak performance, which is our goal in life, which is our goal in the work we do and our life generally. I like to let you know this. No matter how good you are, you can't stop people from talking about you. You can't stop them from talking about you at your back. That's a matter of fact. You can't padlock their mouths from sharing their lies about you with anybody that cares to listen to them. However, your reaction to their gossip is what matters most. And that is why I'm focusing today's episode of Produce Step Up on discussing how to handle gossips and gossipers. The first thing I want to tell you about gossips is that they are commentaries of people behind you. Now, they are people's opinion and they are entitled to it. You see, the first time I had an encounter with people saying things that are not true about me or sharing gist about me that they shouldn't say in the public, the first thing, I was so angry, then while trying to calm myself down and concentrate, a thought occurred to me. Every human being is entitled to their opinion. Everybody is entitled to their opinion is a popular saying. However, a thought dropped in my heart, including idiots. That is to say, if someone should decide to behave, sorry, I'm not trying to say call someone idiot. So if you find that offensive, I'm very sorry about it. But I'm just trying to get you to see something. The word idiot describes a human being, people who behave in certain fashion. If somebody decides to behave in that manner, then that adjective is fitting for him. Now, I say everybody's entitled to their own opinion, including someone who chooses to become an idiot. And he qualifies for that adjective or description by virtue of his character and lifestyle. Because of that, I do not worry myself about what people say or don't say. A lot of times, most people who say things like that, they are very jobless. And I mean, I already have work I'm doing, for crying out loud. I'm so busy. I have to make allowances for people's work or stuff about them in my daily schedule. So if somebody doesn't have work and decide that what he can do to be gainfully employed or to occupy himself is to start sharing gist about me, I mean, he should go on with his work. That's the only work he can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, another thing you also find about gossip is this. Don't take it personal. Nearly every successful or powerful people get gossiped about right behind them, or people get to talk about them and in their absence. And the painful thing about gossip is that many of these things they say are lies. So when people start sharing lies about you, the temptation is to say, how can they say this about me? I want to clarify. I want to set the record straight. Why would this person talk about me in this fashion? You see, I've grown, and based on my experiences and my interaction with people, I have this simple thing to tell you. Do not be alarmed when people gossip about you, despite how nice you are to them and people generally. A gossiper cannot help but gossip. And if there is nothing to gossip, he creates one. In the process, he ends up creating and peddling lies about you and events. That's a matter of fact. When he don't find anything to talk about you, I mean, he begins to create some. And I want to tell you this, when people are so jobless, decide to create stories about you, create lies about you, then allow them go on with that. That is their life work. It is their job to do it while you mind your business. Again, I want to remind you, the way you treat gossip may mar you or make you. One of the most important things I think you should bear in mind again about gossip is that they are just side talk. They have very minimal impact in you. And if you realize how insignificant some of them are, that's how you begin to realize that you shouldn't even give them attention. let me tell you something about gossip. A lot of those people who listen to gossip, a lot of people who listen to gossip understand that the gossipers are lying. They are either exaggerating truths, exaggerating events or things that people say, or outrightly lying. So that's why they are hardly taken seriously by those who listen to them. So do not think that because people have shared lies about you or say things that are not accurate about you, that it means you are doomed. Those who have brain in their head, let me tell you what they, how they respond to gossip. When people begin to tell them lies about other people, they begin to reason, okay, how true is this? How do I verify? Is this really true? And with those questions in their mind, they naturally begin to doubt the gossiper. And therefore, what happens is that the impact of the lies shared is doused. It's not supposed to give you worries. And let me even tell you this. Even when people decide to take those things seriously and take them to be truth, it doesn't matter. In the next episode, I will be rounding off this discussion. Of course, that will be the last episode for the week. I will be telling you something. People are not God. People are very important, but they're not God. Even if the gossip is shared to someone who is powerful and in position of authority, that can be of help to you, your career advancement and work, is not supposed to be a cause for worry to you. Like I said, if they call you and ask you what happened, in such situation, attack the gossip and it sets the record straight. Don't begin to attack the gossiper. That will be some sign of bitterness on your own side. So please do not take it personal when people begin to gossip about you. When people spread lies about you, the tendency is to try to correct the wrong impression already created. You want to set the record straight. You want to redeem your image. Most times you do this because you feel the lies they spread, if believed by people that matter, will become a limiting factor in your career and business advancement. As much as you can, please do your best to ensure you don't get out of your way to defend yourself and set any record straight. The truth of the matter is that there's hardly any record that is distorted. The reason why I say you shouldn't bother to try to set any record straight is this. It's either not necessary or produce very, very little results. And like I explained earlier, people who listen to gossip, most times they listen because they have to just out of courtesy, and they understand that the gossipers are lying outrightly. Do you understand? However, there are times people call you to confirm what they heard about you. Like your boss that like you, trust you, and believe what you can do and you cannot do. And somebody begin to share lies about you. Most times they call you and say, Mr. Clement, did you really do this? I heard this thing about you and that about you. Now, they call you because they want to know whether what is said about you is true or not. At that point, let me tell you what you do. You just try and answer based on the issues raised. Attack the gossip with superior fact. Please, I want to beg you for something. Be careful not to attack the gossiper. He's a jobless coward and therefore is inconsequential. Do not give him the attention he doesn't deserve. Stick to the points raised and state things the way they happened. If you start fuming and speaking against the gossiper, whoever is listening to you get the impression that you are guilty as gossiped. So please, as much as possible, the person might say that, did you know what happened? This guy did? He went and collected my girlfriend, this and the other one, he slept with the secretary, this one. Now, what you do is that when they ask you, I say, Mr. Clem, there was an allegation against you that you slept with the secretary and is against company policy. He say, all right, sir, I did not sleep with the company secretary. This is what happened. The company secretary was sick and I had to go to her house to collect a document because she collected the hard copy home to work on during the weekend. These are very simple, not to say, Jacinta is a liar. That woman is a gossiper. This and that one. Now, don't go on doing that. When you begin to do that, you're already fuming. So what you do is to settle down and say, oh, this is not what happened. This is what happened. Set the record straight and go on with that. My point is that gossip appeared to have potential damage to you, but in reality it doesn't. Once you have strong character and don't lose your mind in the face of wrong representation of your person, time will trade with the gossip time will only bring to light the fact that the gossiper is a liar. Most of who peddle lies against you know that they can't become you. The lies they tell about you is that they are their only means of bringing you down so that it will appear as if they have reason. But that's not how life works. Don't stoop so low to join issues with them. Mind your business and life. The point I've made so far is this. Please, you will encounter your host, of course, go to share gist about you which are not true. You shouldn't lose your mind because of them. They are simply gossipers. They are simply cowards who can't do you nothing. And therefore, you should treat them as completely inconsequential in your life and move on with your daily living.
Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brugid Step Up, brought to you by Brugid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brugid.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brugid World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.